You're listening to the Everyday Astrology Podcast. I'm astrologer Hilary Scott, and I'm here to bring you the planetary plans for this upcoming week. Be sure and check back to stay tuned in to the positive, loving, evolving flow of the cosmos. So we are coming off of the full moon in Libra, which I'm sure was a bit of a doozy for everyone. Just the intensity of the emotional pull and the focus on relationships can be really fruitful, but also can be kind of difficult if it's situated that way in your own birth chart, which makes a difference because we don't all respond the same way to the influences. So we start off this week coming off the full moon and also a conjunction between Mercury and the Sun in Aries. So that gives us, like, it can give us a lot of courage, or again, the Aries theme of just charging ahead and taking what you want and getting what you want out of life. So it can be a bit, you could have been really rude or said things that you regret or be selfish in some way, or, and that's the negative side, you could have taken charge and been courageous and led the way and stepped into your own power and owned your space. And, you know, the qualities of Aries is the warrior, right? So even though it can be childish and frustratable, there's still this like brave, courageous, no second thoughts kind of energy, which could be very helpful when we're trying to move forward in life. So hopefully you're harnessing all of that, because coming off of that and with all this Aries energy around us, we have a bunch of stuff going on in Capricorn as well. So right now we're having what is a square or a conjunction between Mars and Saturn, which is an interesting thing because Mars is the ruler of Aries, and Mars is very, it's, you know, all the same qualities as an Aries has, just very, can't sit still, needs to go and conquer and think later, act first, think later. So with it conjoining with the energy of Saturn, which is much, much different. In fact, those two energies square each other. So they do not have the same, you know, they don't have the same ideas of how to do what they need to do in life or even what needs to be done in life. It's very different. But when they fuse energies like this at this time, I think it gives all of us an ability to tap into using our energy for the greater good of our lives and what we're here to add to the world, and the discipline that we need to actually make a difference. So we can have the oomph and the courage and the power and the discipline with this kind of mixture of the energies, this fusion of Mars and Saturn. So we're definitely feeling like if there's some sort of initiative you need to take, something you need to quit, something you need to change, a relationship that needs to be different, some sort of discipline that you need to implement, like some sort of dietary change that you need to do, whatever you start doing that you know you've needed to do to get to the next level is so supported right now. It's so supported. I recently stopped eating, I guess it's been like 12 days now, but I recently stopped eating gluten and sugar, like completely. And I never ate it all that much, that stuff, but enough that I was probably having issues with my blood sugar, like dropping and spiking and all the stuff that happens when you've got, you know, unnecessary carbohydrates and all that stuff in your diet. So I'm like, I'm going to try this. And I'm trying to stay in a ketogenic state, which is supposed to switch from burning sugars to fats. So it's an interesting experiment. And I thought if it's going to make me feel good, that would be great. And it turns out that I'm not even hungry. It's super easy. I enjoy all the things because it's quite high fat. So I like, you know, coconut oil in my tea and things that add fat to your diet. Macadamia nuts are so delicious. Like there's all these things that are just delicious and yummy, like butter, for instance. So I'm not like in any way suffering, except I've cut out like all bread and anything that might have sugar, refined food. So I feel like a million bucks. Like I can't even believe how simple it is. So I'm sure because, and this is actually, I am a Capricorn, so Mars and Saturn are in an important part of my chart right near my sun. So I guess the way I'm accessing it is tapping into the discipline to make this change. But then when I tapped into the discipline, it really didn't need discipline. It's really simple. And I can't even believe how different, like it was so worth whatever little efforts it's taken, because I can feel my own thought processes changing. I feel like more clear-headed. I feel like I'm having these odd revelations about the whole population being dumbed down because of the things we're fed, you know, breads and pastas and all these things that are supposed to be nutritious are actually keeping us just like lethargic and diabetic and dumb. And it was like, wow, is this really true? Because I'm having all these amazing thoughts and my mind is so clear. So anyway, I'm just saying it's really worth it to make the effort to make a big, seemingly difficult change. And you might find that it's not so difficult and that it actually takes you to a new level and a much higher, clearer thinking, more enjoyable level of life. So I hope that you can tap into some sort of, you know, tap into the energy to tap into what needs to change to make your life better too, because it's there for us right now, which is fabulous. So Mars is great with Saturn, which is helping us out with that sort of stuff. And then it's going to jump over Saturn and keep moving. And that is, it's going to come into, on Wednesday, it's going to come into another square with Mercury. And Mercury is in Aries, going retrograde right now, so kind of going over things. And Mars is in Capricorn. So it's another, like that same dynamic of the needing the discipline, but also this like fiery might is right, I'm number one, don't question me, that kind of energy going on too. So it can be, you know, you might run into, there might be like an altercation where there's a disagreement, or you might even be dealing with that in your own self that you know you need to put in some effort, but you're resisting for some reason or resisting some sort of authority. But if you can kind of take the oomph and the effort and the thought processes to better yourself, which Mercury can offer, with Mercury and Aries can offer, and it's kind of going over things and seeing what you need to, what happened and what you need to do to fix it or what you need to do to go forward because it's retrograde. And with its connection to Saturn right now, there could be a discipline or a resistance depending on how you utilize it. So, you know, resistance is all in your mind, which is the crazy thing. And if you can kind of tap into your heart energy and what comes from the heart and what, you know, what you really kind of resonate with from that level, then you can overcome the sort of pre-programming and the DNA programming that we're all sort of stuck with until we become aware of it and choose differently. So coming from the heart will make a big difference with you to process this energy. And with the moon in Sagittarius that day on Wednesday, you should still be able to, there's a certain truth that, and like a philosophical optimism that will help you deal with all this energy. So that's good. There's always a silver lining. On the 5th, on Thursday, there is another square between Mercury and Saturn. So it's because Saturn and Mars are conjunct. So Mercury is going over top of both of them at different times. And again, it's that same, the same dynamic with this sort of, it could be like a stop-start kind of feeling, but there really is a foundation being laid right now and an energy to go forward. Like with this whole dietary change, I don't feel like it's something I'm going to stop doing. It just feels like the beginning of being a totally different way, which is a really probably positive like way to look at a change like that, right? Instead of just, oh, I'm just going to hang in there until I get over and then I can have, you know, French fries again or whatever. But it's the sort of energy that gives a permanent change in direction. And for the pot, especially if you can tap into discipline and even a little bit of like creativity and inspiration, you can make such amazing changes in your life right now. And with the Mercury retrograde, don't forget that like things are not clear. There's sort of a distortion of reality. And we don't have all the details, which I think the whole reason that things get kind of muddled up with Mercury retrograde is so that we're focused on kind of reviewing rather than going forward. So when we're pushing forward, it's not necessarily the time to push forward. So there's hang-ups, things go wrong, things kind of stall us. But if you use the energy to look back and if you use the energy to kind of learn what you need before you take your next step forward, then when it goes direct again, which is the middle of April, the 15th, you have kind of a much clearer understanding and a much more certain, you know, much more certainty of purpose after a Mercury retrograde. So just be patient if you can, and instead of trying to push forward, because that might not work so well. And just be aware that there might be hang-ups because there probably will be, especially with travel or technology. Any of the devices that we use for communication are really the ones at risk with Mercury retrograde. And they're also, with it being in Aries, there is the possibility that you like fly off the handle, or you're rude to people that you shouldn't be rude to, or just sort of irrational, which, you know what, Mars is a fiery energy and it can be irrational. So if, as long as you can own your irrationality and be like, I don't know why I was so angry, and apologize and come from the heart with that apology and recognize your own behavior instead of like narcissistically not owning anything that you might be involved in, then you could make a lot of headway, even with the Aries energy, even if you blow your top or lose your cool. So keep that in mind. Just be able to be self-aware and apologize and make sure you don't go too far, because sometimes you can't come back from. Sometimes if anybody's going to burn a bridge, it's an Aries for sure. So with this Aries energy, just be aware of that. You don't, like, burning bridges isn't the best way, but also being authentic and honest is, you know, important as well. So you might have a fiery, angry thing that you need to get off your chest. So the weekend has some lovely aspects between, like, it's kind of a mixed bag, but mostly good, I would say. There's a lovely trine between Saturn and Venus, and that can be like a long-term commitment kind of vibe where you, like, you know, where you are ready to make the commitment to what you value. And that might be a relationship, or it could be a lifestyle, or you could even like buy a house or buy a car that you like, or some sort of commitment that's a responsibility, but that is going to pay big dividends, which is like, in that it's providing you with what you value. So that's kind of lovely. And that same day, the moon is really busy. It's making connections to Mars in Capricorn. It's making connection to Neptune, to Venus, to Mercury. So it is kind of an emotional day, but with it being in Capricorn, there is an ability to kind of stoically observe what's going on and not overreact necessarily. Just be careful that you don't internalize things that you should be expressing, because Capricorn energy can be kind of cold and shut off as well, which you don't want to do, because you need to open your heart so you can connect from the heart with people and find like-minded companions that are supportive and loving. And remember, if you're a friend, then, or the best way to find a friend is to be a friend. So keep that sort of, you know, idea in mind when you're going forward. The Sunday is, again, it might be kind of, there's a lot going on with the moon connecting to Pluto, which could be bringing up stuff from the past, bringing up things that we need to deal with, you know, putting the difficult taboo kind of subjects right in our face, which isn't always fun. But with the Mercury, or there's a moon in Aquarius that day, going into Aquarius at 11:50 PM PST, that will switch the energy from Capricorn completely, and you'll be able to be more detached, which is really lovely. The detachedness is just lovely. I mean, it isn't, on some terms, like in some ways, it's not that great when people are trying to have a relationship with someone who's detached. But for the overly emotional, it is really nice to have the sort of very clear, detached, objective perspective, which this Aquarius moon should give you while you're working through everything. There is like an expansion and a really fast moving, changing energy in the cosmos right now. It's like we are all up leveling to a higher vibration. So you need to be able to work through the stuff that's stopping you or getting in your way. And a lot of it's like pre-programmed in our DNA, just stuff that we're bringing through from like ancient memories from our past ancestors that we are here now in these times to clear, because we're aware of the ability to do things like that these days. So keep that in mind. And I think you should get through this week famously. You'll definitely, you know, if you embark upon something like big and meaningful and important and life-changing, there's a lot of energy to like start the foundation rolling. And then after the middle of the month, things can really start to take off. So that's it. If you have any questions, please feel free to contact me at hilaryscott.com or the Everyday Astrology Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Many blessings.